弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以一道来学习神的话语。
I thank the Lord that we can all come together to learn of His words.
好，不，我们先来读一点经文，在撒母耳记上。
Let's first turn to a Bible passage in 1 Samuel.
请弟兄姊妹翻到撒母耳记上第一章，翻到之后大家听我来念。
Please listen as I read when we have turned to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们先念第一章第十节到第一章二十节。
We'll be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 to 20.
撒母耳记上第一章第十节，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Well, First Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. And Hannah was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid,And remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head.
Hannah 在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看她的嘴。原来 Hannah 心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不出声音。因此以利以为她喝醉了。以利对她说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说，主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说，你可以平平安安地回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈拿说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容。
And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drinking. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said,No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drank neither wine or strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight.So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad.
次日清早，他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房。耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：“这是我从耶和华那里求来的。”
And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned.And came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord.
二十七节，我祈求，为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华。使他终身归于耶和华，于是在那里敬拜耶和华。
Verse 27, For this child I prayed, and the Lord have given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there.
第二章我们读三节。第一节，哈拿祷告说，我的心因耶和华快乐。我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。
We'll read three verses in chapter 2, starting with verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I have rejoiced in thy salvation.
第八节前面部分，他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。
We'll read the first half of verse 8. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lift up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory.
第十节，与耶和华争竞的必被打碎，耶和华必从天上以雷攻击他，必审判地极的人，将力量赐予所立的王，高举受膏者的脚。
Verse 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed.
经文就读到这里。
We'll read, that will be all the passages we'll read today.
当我在神面前仰望的时候，似乎神是要我来一同我们来学习在祷告上有点交通。
As I look to the Lord and consider before Him if it would be good for me to share with everyone about this lesson of prayer that we can all learn together.
我想刚才我们读的经文其中一个重点就是祈祷。
I believe the passage we just read, there is a key point, and that is prayer, our petition.
我想在这里首先它有不少讲到我们平时祷告的一些重要的学习。
Here it mentions many of the important lessons we ought to have learned in this lesson of prayer.
它里面讲到好几次这个愁苦。
Here it mentions many a time that sorrowfulness or that grief in our spirit.
我们知道哈拿是撒母耳的母亲。
We know that Hannah is the mother of Samuel.
但那个时候她还没有儿子，那个时候她丈夫非常的爱她。
At that time, she was without child, yet her husband loved her dearly.
但是因为她没有儿子，并且她丈夫的另外一个妻子常常刺激她，所以她非常的愁苦。
But because she bore no child, and her husband had another wife who had many children, and the other wife provoked Hannah much.
她里面说她那个愁苦啊，以至于她痛痛的哭泣，她愁苦太多。
It says that because of that complaint and grief, she was bitterness in her soul, and she wept sore.
那就告诉我们，当我们在祷告的时候，我们不是无病呻吟，我们祷告的时候，里面真是有这样一个压力，或者说有这样一个负担。
Therefore, it tells us when we pray, it is not without any reason, but when we do pray, there is really a heaviness upon us, and there is this burden upon us.
我记得我刚刚开始追求主啊，马上工作就没有了。
I remember when I first pursued after the Lord, I lost my job.
那个时候我就在神面前祷告，祷告，祷告了很久，工作也祷告了一个多月，工作还没来。
And I remember praying in the presence of the Lord for over a month. I kept on praying, yet work did not come.
我不知道为什么有一天早上我起来就向神祷告，其实那个时候好像就是眼泪都下来了，向神这么的哭着祷告。
And I remember one morning I just got up and I prayed to the Lord with such a heaviness that I wept sore.
下午呢，我去一个面试，那个面试呢，他问了我大概一个半小时的问题，我没有一个问题回答得出。
And I remember that very afternoon I went on an interview and I was interviewed for over an hour and a half and I recall I was not able to answer any of those questions.
那么第二天呢，那个中介公司给我打电话说，哎呀，他们要你了，七个人面试只要你一个。
Then the next morning I heard the result of that interview. I received a call and said, out of the seven people we interview, we want you.
我就想在那个天早上，我肯定非常的愁苦，里面的这个压力，这个负担非常的大。
I thought to myself, perhaps in the morning there was such a heaviness upon me, there is this sorrow within me that I prayed with such a heavy burden.
但是神提醒我，不是因为我的需要，我的愁苦大，是因为那天早上神把这个负担更深的放在我里面。
And God heard my petition, heard my prayer, not because of my lack, my need, but because God has placed first within me that burden in the morning when I pray.
所以说讲到祷告，我记得有一句话在圣经中还非常熟悉。
I remember regarding prayer, there is these words in the Bible we are very familiar with.
他说祈求的就给你们，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给你们开门。
It tells us that if we ask, we shall receive, and if we knock, the door will be opened unto us, and if we seek, we shall find.
那么我想这个叩门啊，我想其中有一个的意思就是你非常的迫切，你一定要把门敲开不可。
There is this knocking and the door shall be opened unto us. With that, there's this sense of that you must knock until the door is open to you.
就像你穿的衣服很单薄，但那外面那个天气突然变化了，你快冷死了，看到一家人家，哎，你这个时候就拼命的敲门。
As if it's the scene that you have a very thin layer of clothing on, but it is extremely cold. Without, but you see this door, this house there, so you knock until this family would open the door and let you in.
或者你在走路的时候看到后面一个坏人，他跟着你，还是你走得很快，看到前面有一家人，你赶快就拼命的、很迫切的把那个门要敲开。
Or perhaps it gives us a scene when you're chased by a bad fellow, but you see a house before you and you have to knock.And knock until the door is open for you to find escape.
所以当我们祷告有负担，不光为自己的事，我想当我们在祷告会的时候，我们为教会、为神的事情祷告的时候，我们是在求神要给我们有这个负担。
Therefore, when we pray not only for our own matters, but for others, for the church, so when we do pray, we need to ask God to give us such a heaviness, a burden.
我记得在我们祷告会中有一位肢体啊，他不是那么多的开口，但是我觉得每次当他祷告出来的时候，我觉得里面他真是带着一个极大的负担。
I remember this particular member when she prays that she doesn't pray often, but every time I hear her pray,And she prays with such heaviness, such a burden in her prayer.
好像那个时候这个祷告真的是能够达到宝座，那个天空哪怕有空中有那属灵的那个恶魔啊，那些东西都没有办法来拦阻她那样一个祷告。
As if there's such power in her prayer that no matter what would be in the air, or even with the spiritual battle, with the wickedness that's in the air, that her prayer would be able to reach, run through the heavens and reach the throne.
所以告诉我们祷告要有负担，极大的负担。
Therefore, this tells us when we pray, we need to have this heaviness, this burden from the Lord.
而且他那里有一句话，他说不住的祷告。
There it also has this that she prayed continuously.
他一直祷告，直到如今那里说。
And it says that she prayed until now.
我们知道，其实他这里不足祷告，讲的还是那一次他上示罗上那个。耶和华的殿的那件事情。
Here it records for us how Hannah prayed and in the event when she went to worship in Silo.
但是我个人相信哈拿是个祷告的人，她在之前也祷告了非常的久。
But I believe Hannah was an individual who prayed. Not only did she pray here in Shiloh, but even before she was there, she continued to pray.
我想那奇妙的事情不是说就是在她去示罗耶和华殿那一次她不住祷告，好像神奇事情发生了。
I think what is wonderful is not that she went to worship in Shiloh and she prayed in the temple of the Lord and then this wonderful thing happened.
是要我们不住的祷告。
But it is that we continue to pray continuously.
上星期我们中间有一位小弟兄，他来在世敬聚会上做见证。
Last week in San Bruno, there was a young brother who was baptized, and he bore this testimony.
在三月份的时候，他出了一些状况。
And he shared that in March, there something happened.
他父母和另外有负担的姊妹就特别为他祷告，祷告了几十天，他得救了。
That her parents and a sister who had a burden for him prayed fervently for him for several months and at last, he was saved.
但是我想这么奇妙的拯救不是光就几十天的祷告就产生的结果。
But I believe that he was wonderfully saved in this way was not merely the result of such fervent prayer for a couple of months.
你可能觉得哎呀前些年的祷告好像是没有什么效果的。
Perhaps it seems as if the prayer previous to that, there was not much effect.
我就想起啊别人过去说个例子啊说我们吃汤圆问你吃二十个汤圆能够吃饱。
Perhaps then I thought of this example, if we were at a meal and we ate 20 dumplings and we would be full.
但我想不是因为只是最后一个让你觉得吃饱。
It is not because you ate the last one, the 20th one, then now you are full.
你感觉好像最后一个一次就饱了。
But perhaps the feeling is that now I've eaten the last one, oh, I'm very full.
那前面十九个好像没有感觉，但是我相信这十九个是非常关键的。
Perhaps you felt no sensation from eating the first 19th.But the 20th one made you full. But the reality is, there is this effect of the 19th previous one you ate that now you are full.
有时候我们觉得在祷告神啊，好像你到底听我们祷告没有？昨天碰到一个弟兄，他说他为他的孩子祷告，哎呀，神啊，你在哪里？
Perhaps when we have this understanding, then at times when we pray to the Lord and we say, Lord, have where are you? Are you hearing my prayer? Yesterday I ran into a brother who mentioned he's continued to pray for his son. But God tells him you cannot forsake praying. God teaches us that in prayer we must be constant, continual in prayer. Would it be now that Hannah's petition was heard and now she ceased to pray?
没有.
No.
我们知道哈拿最后把撒母耳他最后送到那个圣殿里去。
Now we know at last Hannah brought Samuel to the temple.
到耶和华的殿里去，我们知道这个时候耶和华的殿不是一个好地方。
She brought him to the temple. Yet at this time we realize the situation of the temple of God was not a good place.
我们知道那时候大祭司，我们知道以利和他的孩子都是非常的糟糕。
We know the high priest Eli and his two sons, they were wicked at that time.
我们就想，你今天如果要送个小孩子去读书，你一定要去一个好的学区。
Now even for us today, if you want to send your child to school, you want to send him to a good school.
那我们想象当初啊，就是像这种情景，他把他送到一个不太好的学区里去了。
But we realize now with Hannah, it seems as if she is handing Samuel over to a bad school.
那么在这个情况下，撒母耳怎么能够成长呢？
Now under this circumstance, it's this condition, how can Samuel grow?
我想哈拿一直在祷告。
But Hannah continued to pray.
神让我们是不住的祷告。
God teaches us to be continual, to be steadfast in prayer.
所以这是给我们的一点学习。
This is some lessons we ought to learn.
另外有一句话也很抓住我。
There is another verse that grabbed hold of me.
第二章的第一节，哈拿祷告说：“我的心因耶和华快乐。”
In chapter 2, verse 1, and Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord."
我们想象中，哈拿祷告了半天，她儿子来了，而且也长大了，因为应该是为她得到这么一个儿子，她很快乐。
Now Hannah's petition was heard. Now she had a child, and the child grew. She should be rejoicing because of the son.
神告诉我们，在祷告中，我们注关注的不是事情的解决，关注的是我们跟神的关系。
But what we ought to pay our attention to or focus on is not now our prayer has been answered. Now what we need has been answered, but upon the Lord.
有的时候我们觉得神啊，你应该做事非常有本事的，为什么你有时候花那么长那么长的时间要我们来祷告呢？
Perhaps we might think, God, you're great. Why is it sometimes when we pray, it takes for you so long for you to do your to work?
知道神是说有就有，命里就命里的。
Because when God said it was so, and when He commanded, it came about.
我想神有的时候他就是把事情延长，为了让我们有更多的时间在他的面前。
But at times God would delay and tarry in order for us to spend more time in His presence.
所以当前面啊，当哈拿在祷告的时候，她更真是倾心吐意。
Therefore, before when Hannah prayed to God, she just poured out her soul, her spirit to the Lord.
所以她其实这慢慢的祷告，一开始为她儿子祷告。我想她慢慢在祷告中，她开始跟神享受这样一个交通的这个甜蜜。
Therefore, at first when Hannah was praying, she was perhaps only seeking for a son to pray and have this petition before God. But gradually, she learned to have the sweetness of that fellowship before the Lord.
有时候我也是觉得好多好多事情，好像跟神祷告很久很久，神啊，你为什么还不开门？
It is the same for us when we pray to the Lord for such a long period of time, and we pray and pray and we say, Lord, why haven't you opened the door yet?
我听到一位年长弟兄说那么一个比方。
And I've heard an older brother give this example.
我每次来到神面前的时候，神就好像那个里面这个膏油啊，在我们的心的最深处不断的一点一点的在涂抹。
Each time this brother shared, when we come into the presence of God, is as if God has that anointing oil within the depths of our heart and continues to anoint us, continues to use that oil upon us.
一开始好像是为了一件事情。
Now, perhaps at the beginning we come into His presence for a certain matter.
慢慢其实在祷告中，神让我们来享用他的自己。
And as we come to fellowship with Him in prayer, we come to enjoy more and more of God Himself.
而且关键是神让我们因他自己快乐。
And the key is that now we rejoice because of the Lord Himself.
圣经告诉我们要靠主常常喜乐。
And then it tells us in the Bible, rejoice always in the Lord.
圣经告诉我们要以神为乐。
And that we have that God is our joy. We joy in God.
我们知道中国有个过去有个故事啊。
I recall there is this story in China.
那个是讲到塞翁失马。
And this is the story of someone who fell off a horse, the saying. And so this story is saying that it seems as if someone fell off a horse, so this is a very bad scene.
后来结果是因为这样件事情，他就不用去打仗，最后免了自己的死亡。
Therefore, the story of he fell off the horse, so it seems something bad happened to him, but because of that, he did not need to go into battle, into war to avoid death, so it turned out to be for his good.
所以我们有这时候祷告了半天，神有的时候答应了我们很开心。
Therefore, when we learn this lesson of prayer, we come before God and He hears our prayers and we're very joyful.
但是有的时候我们祷告了半天，神不答应，最后我们一看，哎呀，神还是为了我们好，我们也很开心。
At times, then we learn the other aspect of prayer. We pray and pray for a long time, yet we realize God did not hear our prayer, but we rejoice because of that, because we know it is for our good.
万事都互相效益，叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
但这不是神的目的。
But yet, in answering our prayers, that is not the purpose of God. It is all because of certain things that we pray for. But God's purpose is for Himself. I remember before there is this principle.
他讲到，他说我们跟神之间要多祷告，我们最后跟神之间的关系就是我和你 I thou 的关系。
He shared that when we learn in prayer before the Lord, the more we pray to Him, then we have this relationship, the Lord and I, and as I and thou, this relationship.
他的太太有一次问他，哎呀，你为什么这么爱我？
Therefore, the wife asked this principal one time, why is it that you love me so?
他刚想回答，因为你的美丽啊，因为你的智慧，想不对，我不能这么去回答他。
He was about to answer, oh, it's because of your beauty and because of your wisdom, but he hesitated and realized he cannot say this.
因为他想，我说是你是因为你的美丽我爱你的，将来你老你不这么美丽了，你就不爱他了，对不对？
He thought to himself, if I said I love you because you're so beautiful, what if she grew old and not as beautiful anymore? Does that mean he does not love her anymore?
你现在觉得你很有智慧，他说将来我慢慢年长年老了，糊涂了，你就不爱我了。
If I love you so because of your wisdom and as I gradually grow older and I become confused, does that mean you do not love me any longer?
后来他就想了句，他说没有理由，我就因为爱你所以爱你。
Therefore, he hesitated and answered, I love you because I love you.
所以这里神让他借着祷告，让他是知道因耶和华自己而快乐。
Therefore, we see in this prayer, Hannah prayed and said, that I rejoice, my heart rejoice in the Lord.
我们知道有的时候啊，祷告很长。这圣经中有一个人叫约伯。
We know that sometimes there is long prayers, and we know there is this individual Job in the Bible.
没记错的话，圣经里啊，约伯一直跟说神啊，你出来啊，你出来，好像神就是不听他的祷告。
And in Job's prayer, we see that he continues to cry out to God, God, where are you? Where are you? Show forth yourself. It seems as if God did not hear his prayer.
他经过跟神很长很长的交涉，有一天他说啊，从前我风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见。
And at the end of Job's prayer and his experience, after all the wrestling with God at the end, he says, I have heard of thee, but now I have seen thee.
所以我觉得在这里啊，神给我们有非常多的关于祷告的一些的学习。
Therefore, here in the experience of Hannah, I see that God teaches us many lessons of prayer.
但我想这里祷告的更重要的不在这些。
But I think the most important aspect of prayer is not regarding these points I have shared already.
我们知道哈拿这个祷告是有历史背景的。
We know this prayer of Hannah has a historical background.
我们知道在之前是在士师的时代，整个以色列都往下往下非常的掉下去。
We know right at this time, before this time, it is the period of the judges in the history of Israel. Their condition was to continue to fall, get lower and lower.
但是神不愿意他的选民这样。
Yet God does not desire for His chosen people to live in this condition. God was to do a revival work amongst His people. Yet God would not solely do this alone. For the principle in which God works is that He must find those in agreement with Him on earth. The Bible tells us now at this time He has found Hannah.
所以说哈拿的祷告是整个的恢复的一个关键。
Therefore, the prayer of Hannah here is crucial, is key in this entire revival.
如果我们看第二章的哈拿所祷告的内容，我们就可以看到神怎么样把以色列从这么下去的光景，最后一直带到所罗门做王的光景。
Therefore, when we look into the content of Hannah's prayer in chapter 2, we can see in her prayer how God continues to work and work into the fallen condition of his people, even into the glory of Solomon.
我们知道所罗门在那个时候做王，在旧约里，他实际上是表明的将来基督在国度里做王。
We know that in Solomon's reign in the Old Testament, it is a type of reign that when Christ is to reign in his kingdom.
所以我们如果看我们刚才看到第二章，他讲到的时候，第八节，他说啊，他提拔我们啊，使我们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。
Therefore, in chapter 2, verse 8, when we have read that he has raised us up, lifted us up to set us amongst princes, and to make us inherit the throne of glory.
这就讲到神的种子，讲到教会长成。 众子显出来，最后与基督一同国度里作王。
This speaks of the fact now the sons of God are manifested. Now we are to reign with Christ, and when Christ reigns, his sons are to reign with him in the kingdom.
我们到第四节的时候，刚刚跟耶和华竞争的都要被打碎，而且他要审判地基的人，而且要力量赐予所立的王高举受高者的脚。
And we also read in verse 10, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed.
这是表明主耶稣再来这个时候要打败一切的敌国，最后主的国度要建立，基督要在当中作王。
So here it tells, it's a type also for us that the kingdom of the Lord is to manifest as well, and he shall defeat all his enemies, and the Lord shall reign.
所以当初哈拿这个祷告非常的不简单。
Therefore we see even in Hannah's prayer here, it is not a simple one at all. Today, when God is to work, he must find individuals in agreement for him to pray out his desire, then his will can be done.
所以有些弟兄说,
therefore, what brothers tell us, the brethren has told us, God is seeking for individuals in prayer that God is able to work and bring in a new era and a new epoch.
他说神借着哈拿的祷告，将以色列这个光景带到一个被恢复的这样一个时代。
Therefore, God was able to work through the prayer of Hannah to bring in a new era and usher in his kingdom.
我想旧约就对他的选民，神常常的做这样的事情。
Therefore, we see that throughout the Old Testament, God manifests himself in this way often.
我们知道有一个以色列后来他们不争气，最后被掳了。
We know at last when Israel was fallen again, because of themselves, and they were in captivity.
神说，70年之后要把他们带回来。
God tells them that after 70 years, you shall return from exile.
但是如果只是神这样定义，没有人跟得上，他们其实回不来的。
If this was only the will of God, and no individuals would be able to follow on in agreement with him, that would not happen.
看到圣经都告诉我们一个但以理啊，他是在百忙之中啊，他每天还是这样的专心的几次祷告。
As we read in the scriptures, there is Daniel, even amongst his busy schedule throughout the day, he still had time for prayer every day.
他祷告的不是自己的事情，他祷告的就是心向着耶路撒冷祷告。
As he prayed, it was not for his own matters, but his face was toward Jerusalem.
他向着神的心意来祷告。He
prayed according to the will of God.
我们知道但以理啊，曾经被扔到狮子坑里去。
We know as for Daniel's history, once he was thrown into the den of lions.
我开始不知道为什么他要被扔到狮子坑里去。
At first, I did not understand why he would be thrown into the lion's den.
后来我有点知道了，因为但以理是一个见证人。
Later on, I discovered, I gradually knew, is because Daniel is a witness for the Lord.
你现在在一切的黑暗混乱的当中，你能够站在主一面，你就是见证人。
Even amongst the darkness of this generation, if you're able to stand for the Lord, you are a witness, a testimony for him.
仇敌放不过你。
And the enemy will not let you go.
但是不光是个理由。
Not only for that reason.
后来我在仰望上，我觉得大概有另外一个理由。
And I looked to the Lord, I said, Lord, perhaps there is more reasons than this.
神做事需要有人发表，跟他表同情来祷告。
As God is to work, he needs to find individuals who are in sympathy, in agreement with him.
但以理可以从某种程度来说，真是带出转移时代祷告的这样一个人。
In certain aspects, we can see in Daniel, indeed, he is a vessel that is used by God to shift, to usher in a new era.
仇敌要阻拦神的计划。
And the enemy, the adversary, is to hinder the work, the plan of God.
他不能容忍这个祷告的器皿。
And the enemy would not allow for such a vessel of prayer.
所以就把他扔到狮子坑里去害他。Therefore,
he was thrown into the lion's den to harm him.
也说反面体现出这样的祷告的一个价值。It
really teaches us from another aspect the value, the power of prayer.
今天神也需要这样的一个祷告。
Likewise, today, God is looking for such prayer.
可是我们讲到叩门就开门。
We say if you knock, the door shall be opened unto you.
过去一个弟兄啊，他对这句话的领会啊，也让我非常的光照。
Previously, there's this brother and his understanding of this verse that enlightened me much.
我们今天祷告，祷告关键要能够叩到神的心门上。
Today, when we pray, the key is we knock. Why were we knocking? We are knocking.On the door of God's heart.
今天如果我们看这个墙的面积是大的，门的面积是小的。
If today we see how broad the span is, yet the door is so small.
所以我们今天很多时候我们祷告就是打在墙上。
Therefore, when we're knocking, we're just against the wall.
所以我们祷告我们要寻求到底这门在哪里。
Yet when we pray, we do not seek where is the door in this wall.
如果我们真的找到那个门，然后我们拼命的叩门，叩在神的心门上。神就是愿意往前开门。
Since the wall is so expansive, if we seek and find the door to the heart of God, then we knock on that door of God's heart, then He will open the door and He will work.
我们知道在圣经中有一个人是大卫。
We know another individual in the Bible, and that is David.
我们说大卫这个人啊，其实啊，他一生啊，除了两个明显的错误或者罪之外。
Now, as for David, aside from his two sin, very evident sins we can see,
如果你读撒母耳记，其实大卫一生犯的小错非常之多。
Even throughout when we read 1 Samuel and the history of David, we see there are many mistakes that he makes throughout his life.
但是到了徒行上十三章，当神给他盖棺定论的时候。
But yet, later on when we see what God's conclusion of David is,
神说他一生侍奉了神的旨意。
And the end, conclusion of that David served his generation.
大卫了不起在哪里？
And so what is so great? What is so great about David?
今天我们身上都会有软弱，有缺点。
Today for us, throughout our life, there is weakness and failure.
我相信大卫是找到那个门。
But I believe for David, he has found that door.
在圣经中有一个篇，诗篇是132篇。
And we know there is this Psalm, Psalm 132.
哇，他是向神祷告说，神啊，愿你来纪念我所受的一切苦难。
In the Psalm 132, he says, he prays to God, God, do you remember me in my grief?
在我们想象中，大卫一辈子非常苦啊，被别人追杀，他在苦难的当中。
And we realize in the history of David, how he was always pursued after, chased after in difficulty.
不是的。
No.
这里讲到不是苦难，这里原意思是他的痛苦。
So when he says, Oh Lord, remember me in all my afflictions, it's not because external circumstances, but within there is this sorrow, and this bitterness in his soul.
因为这时候他里面感受到了神的痛苦。
That is because now he come to understand and empathize about God's sorrow and God's heart.
当时他都觉得要来去那个回到帐幕里去上床睡觉，他里面都没有这个心事。
So now he doesn't even have a thought for himself, for him to have rest in his own tent.
就是他说他的眼目啊，就没法睡，眼睛没法睡觉，眼目没法打盹。
He says that he cannot sleep. He prays to God to give sleep to his eyes that he would be able to slumber.
直到能够为神能够找到所在，找到居所。
And that he would not be able to do so and find rest until he find a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God.
我们知道这个居所，我们在新约就是教会。
We know this habitation in the New Testament speaks of the church.
所以在大卫的心中，别人都有很多的忙碌的服事，但是大卫的心中，他能够叩到神的心门。
Therefore, even amongst all our busyness, there.As for David, but yet for David, he found the heart, the door to God's heart.
神的心在教会。
And that God's heart is upon the church.
盼望教会能够长成。
And he desires for the church to be able to grow and mature.
所以在去年的那个夏令会上 ,WCC 上有一次我非常的被感触。
Last year in the WCCC, I was touched much.
说是王弟兄他在分享，他说如今有多少人真的看到教会的荒凉？
He shared that amongst God's people today, how many have really seen the desolation in God's church?
我想王弟兄在整个的讲的几场中，就在那一刹那，他眼泪差不多下来。
It was throughout all of Brother Wong's sharings, but when he spoke those words, he almost.His tears almost shed.
我想今天宝座上有一个叹息。
I believe there is this sighing, this longing that is on the throne today.
在宝座上，他在要找哈拿这样的人，要找大卫这样的人。
That on the throne, God is willing to seek for individuals like Hannah, like David.
所以我每次唱到刚才弟兄领的那首诗的时候，里面也非常的感触。
Therefore, as we sang the hymn which our brother led earlier, I was moved very deeply.
主我爱你国度
That is the song, I love thy kingdom, Lord.
就是你的居所,
and that is the abode of the Lord.
就是神的教会,
and that is the church.
为他我常求呼, 为他我常哀哭,
and for her my tears are shed, and for her my toils and cares.
我相信神今天要得到这样的人。
And God is seeking for individuals as such today.
我相信神今天我们再软弱，我们再走了很多的弯路。
Perhaps today we are very weak and we have gone astray much.
我深信相信，为年长弟兄说，神总是把我们要带向前的。
And we know that God always desires to lead us forward.
但是我们是不是在祷告上能够跟得上？
But are we able to follow God in prayer?
我们是不是能够将神的 那个宝座上的心情能够领会得过来。
Are we able to come to realize, understand the heart which God has upon His throne?
我们知道我们今天我们也都非常的愿意来服侍主。
We know that we're willing to serve the Lord today.
曾经听到有位老姊妹，她的故事也非常能够抓到我。
I remember hearing this story of an elderly sister who also touched me much.
她是在山东，在大概1920-30年代的。
She lived in Shandong, and this is in the 1920s and 30s.
哦，她家里非常有钱，是开医院的。
Her family was very wealthy, and they opened a hospital.
那神感动她到内蒙古去。
Yet God moved her to move to serve him in Inner Mongolia.
那她说内蒙古去干什么？我一个人，亲人都没有。
She thought, where am I going to Inner Mongolia to serve for? I don't know anyone there.
神就把她差遣到蒙古去，内蒙古去，说你为内蒙古祷告。
But God sent her to serve in Inner Mongolia and to be a prayer warrior there.
她一辈子没有做很多事情，别人说你来分享一些信息，她说神拦阻她，不让她分享。
She did not do much in her life, and others, however, why don't you come share with us your experiences? But God hindered her and did not allow for her to share.
神只让她祷告。
God only had her to pray.
带领一些弟兄姊妹一同祷告。
To lead other brethren to pray.
祷告了几十年，好像那边也没有什么信主的。
It seems as if they pray for decades, and yet there are none that come to know the Lord there.
等到她差不多晚年了。
In her latter years.
那边的福音兴起来了。
Then the gospel there was revived.
好像一辈子她没有做别的事情，我们可以忙忙碌碌想做这个做那个，她就是默默无闻的在那里为神的国的兴起祷告。Perhaps
we want to be busy throughout our life to do this or do that, but for our sister, she was silent, hidden all these years, and only prayed silently for the kingdom, for the Lord.
神今天也要找到这样的人。God
desires to find such individuals today.
我自己觉得我这个人常常懒惰。I
feel, or as for myself, I'm very lazy.
但是呢，神有时候也是常常借着一些经历来提醒我。But
oftentimes through experiences, God reminds me.
所以我记得，当我曾经啊，我大概从不爱主开始爱主的时候。Therefore,
I recall in my experience from when I did not love the Lord, and I began to love the Lord.
那时候我非常的忙碌，哪里有需要干什么，我就跑去做。I
remember when there is something to be done, I became very busy. There's a need, I will go fill it.
那时候其实也没什么服侍，我自己觉得像个救火队长。
There was really not much service, so I just feel I was a firefighter when there's a fire that needs to be put out.
那边有电话过来，有什么需要，我来做。Now
there's a phone call, there's a need. Oh, okay, that's fine. I'll come quickly to do it.
我觉得我原来在教会里也做不少的事情。And
then I discover I did much in the church.
有一次当我在扫地的时候。
One time I recall when I was sweeping.
神突然给我很大的感动。
Suddenly the Lord moved me very greatly.
我想是神把这个负担放在我里面。
I believe it is God who placed this burden within me.
你看到教会的荒凉吗？
Are you able to see the desolation of the church?
我觉得那个时候我看到还只是我原来所在的教会的那个光景。
I realized at that time, I only saw the conditions as it was at the congregation that I was at.
但是圣灵实在感动我，让我禁不住哭了出来。
But the Holy Spirit really moved me at that time, and I wept.
真有点像刚才歌里，我真是为来哀哭。
It is just as we sang in the lyrics that we wept for the church.
但是我真是觉得自己很软弱。
But I felt that I am so terribly weak.
有时候有点负担就这样祷告。
So at that time I had a little burden and I prayed.
但是我好像觉得我不太能够这样的不住的来这样的祷告。
But I feel I cannot to be constant, continuous to pray in this condition.
但是神常常借着那个经历提醒我。
But oftentimes God will use that experience to remind me.
要为教会祷告。
I must pray for the church.
要为神的国的恢复，国度的恢复。 神的教会的见证的恢复祷告。
I must pray for the revival of His kingdom, for the revival of the testimony of the church to remember that in prayer.
但是有时候啊，会想啊，哎呀，这个他们都是一些，你说大卫啊、但以理啊，觉得他们都是一些非常伟大的人。
But sometimes I would think to myself, when we speak of individuals like Daniel and David, they are all giants.
有时候自己想，即使有点负担，我就这么祷告祷告，这有什么用吗？
And I would think to myself, oh, I only have a little burden, and I pray in this way, it's so weak. Is it useful?
但是如果我们读撒母耳记，看到他拿的故事的时候
，But when we read First Samuel, we see the story of Hannah.
我们看到当时。哈拿在祷告的时候，有一个以利跟他讲话了。
And we see at that time when Hannah prayed, Eli was talking to her.
知道这个时候以利是祭司，大祭司。
No, at this time Eli was the great high priest.
那时候应该祷告的责任放在谁身上的？
Therefore, whose responsibility it is that ought to be praying?
我想在正常的光景，以利应该是好好祷告的人。
I believe in a normal condition, Eli should have been the one who was praying well.
但是我们在这个时候，我们看到以利这个时候，他的属灵的光景已经非常的灰暗了。
Yet we see at this time, Eli's spiritual condition was very dim.
好像说连哈拿祷告他里面都不知道。
Even when Hannah was praying herself, Eli did not realize it.
我就想起啊，我们过去两届冬令会啊，都讲到神的，讲到渔民。
I recall the last two times during the winter conference, we shared on the remnants.
我想在我的想象中，其实当初在服侍神的人中，神也许要找一些别人来祷告的。
In my heart, I thought perhaps amongst the service to God during those times, God ought to look for other individuals to pray to Him.
好像其他人更应该好像被呼召来祷告。
It seems as if it would be the others who should have been called to pray to God.
最后那个转移世代的祷告，居然是落到了哈拿的身上。
But at last, the vessel of prayer that was used to shift to usher in a new era fell upon Hannah.
我想哈拿是个不怎么起眼的人物。
Now Hannah was not someone we would pay any notice to.
我想哈拿的属灵的知识也不一定怎么样的强。
I don't think Hannah had much spiritual knowledge at all.
但是神就是选到了她。
Yet God chose her.
就神好像在我们都不太行，我们知道在四世纪的这个末了的时候，没有多少人行的。
And we know that this is during the time of Judges, and during that time, not much of the individuals lived rightly before God.
但神却找到了这样一个人，神知道这个人向他是有心的。
Yet God had found such an individual. God sees in her heart that she has a desire for him.
也就是在教会整个的在荒凉的时候，神在当中是找一些少数的得胜者。
Even amongst the desolation of the church, God is seeking for individuals, remnants, the few in numbers who are overcomers.
我想得胜者，弟兄长子，不是说你在属灵上非常的完全。
When we speak of overcomers, it is not that we are the overcomers are perfect.
我自己看看，我这个人好像踏进得胜者行列，好像是不太像的。
And when I look at myself, if you were to call me an overcomer, I realize I'm nothing like an overcomer.
后来觉得有点盼望，神说，得胜者就是能够在一切的混乱的当中，你能够持守站定在主那一边，就得胜者。
But later on, I discover a ray of hope, and that is God told me that even amongst a wicked and perverse generation in the darkness of this age, yet you're willing to stand on the side of God. You're an overcomer.
我们知道神要找一个转移世代的这样的祷告，这器皿在哪里呢？
When God is seeking for vessels of prayer, those who can usher in His kingdom, where are those vessels?
也是想到大卫这样的人，我想这个大卫太伟大了。
When we think of individuals like David, we think that is too great to attain to.
当我想到但以理的时候，但以理太伟大了。
When we think of Daniel, Daniel is too great.
好像我们都做不到的。
We cannot do those things.
你看他一天这么忙，他可以这么会花时间来祷告。
How busy he is in his daily schedule, yet he still spent time in prayer.
圣经告诉我们，当但以理啊，神给他负担大的时候，他可以三个七日。
And when God gave the burden to Daniel, he was able to see the sevens.
那三个七日，他这个美味啊都不能入口，那酒肉都不能入口。
And even when God gave him such a heavy burden, he could not enjoy himself. Not even enjoy the feast, the wine and the meat.
也不能用膏抹身。
And he could not anoint himself.
那么就大概是三个月不能洗澡。
In other words, he could not bathe himself for 3 months.
我们觉得但以理太伟大，我们做不到。
And so Daniel is too great. We cannot do anything like that.
但是我们当时明明的知道，神就是借着但以理这样的祷告，才带来了最后被掳神的工作，路可以 神做工有出路。
But we clearly see it is through the prayer of individuals like Daniel that God is able to have a channel for his work to be done when time is fulfilled that the people return from exile.
我觉得我们都软弱，没有但以理那么刚强。
But we feel that we are so weak, we are not as strong as Daniel.
后来神借着一个诗篇的一篇，哎，让我里面得到安慰。
Later on, God gave me the psalm that comforted me.
我们知道诗篇一百三十七篇。
And we know Psalm 137.
那里讲到有一些人，他们是被掳在巴比伦的河边。
And we know in Psalm 137 it speaks of those who are in exile by the river of Babylon.
那些人不是但以理。
And those people are not Daniel.
也是一些不足轻重的一些人。
And those people are unknown, not significant at all.
但是他们的心里是想着锡安。
Yet their hearts are thinking of Zion.
他们说啊，耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，我宁愿忘记手中的技巧。
It says, O Jerusalem, I cannot forget thee, and if I forget thee, I would lose the skill of my right hand.
若是他们不看耶路撒冷超过一切的话，他们宁可舌头贴上膛。
That if they do not think of Jerusalem as their chief joy, then they rather have their tongues clave to the roof of their mouth.
我读到这个诗篇时，我里面很得安慰。
And when I read such a psalm, I am greatly comforted.
有一次啊，在冬令会上
，I remember one time at the winter conference，
要教年轻人
，We were have a group of young people，
讲的就是但以理的见证
，And we were sharing the testimony of Daniel。
我里面就想，哎呀，我们现在怎么能够找得到在年轻人中找得到但以理呢
？And I thought to myself, how are we able to find young amongst the young people someone like Daniel？
啊，那么那位比我老练一点的弟兄说，哎呀，他说，真是圣经中但以理也就那么一位
，And。Older brother, more experienced than I, said to me, that is such an individual in the Bible as Daniel.
啊，我们要有耐心。
We must have patience.
但是后来我是借着诗篇一百三十七篇，让我里面得安慰。
Later on, through Psalm 137, I was comforted within.
我们纵然退一步说，成不了但以理，但是我们如果能够成为那些真是看到教会荒凉。
Perhaps if we take a step back,And we say we cannot become individuals like Daniel, but we are individuals who can see the desolation of the church.
真是看到教会实在在处在被掳的光景的时候。
And we're able to see that the church is in the condition of being in captivity.
就像那些巴比伦河边坐着的人，他们心中就向往着神的见证的恢复。
As those who are by the rivers of Babylon, how they long for the restoration of God's testimony to remember Zion.
我绝对相信神纪念那些人的祷告。
I truly believe God will hear and remember the prayer of such individuals.
我绝对相信除了但以理外，他们这些也绝对有份于神带来那个转移世代的祷告中的一份。
I absolutely believe, besides the prayers of Daniel, prayers of such individuals also play a part in ushering in the kingdom of God.
然后又看到一处经文。
There is also another passage.
又得了安慰。
And I was also comforted.
我们知道在使徒行传中。
We know in the book of Acts.
我们知道有一次啊，这个使徒彼得他被下在监里。
We know one time Peter was in prison.
而且仇敌要赶快把他杀害。
And the enemy was to destroy him.
但是我们知道一件很奇妙的事情发生。
But we know something wonderful happened.
那就是说这个时候有天使来了，最后彼得的锁链就脱落了。
And we know the angels came while he was in prison and his chains fell off.
然后监门也自动打开，彼得就这样的出去了。
And the doors of the prison was open and Peter just walked out.
我们知道这是神大能的作为。
And we know that is the great work of God.
我们讲到当神有大能作为的时候，他总是要在地上找到一些与他同行的人。
We have mentioned repeatedly that in order for God's work to be shown on earth, there must be individuals who are working together with Him.
我们今天不小看哈拿的祷告。
Now today we cannot look lightly upon the prayer of Hannah.
哈拿的祷告是个不得了的祷告。
Now Hannah's prayer is such a great prayer.
但是当初那些为彼得祷告人是不得了的祷告。
Yet the prayer of the individuals for Peter in his experience is also a great prayer.
你告诉我，教会为彼得迫切的祷告。
That is because the church prayed fervently for prayer, for Peter.
那仇敌为什么要把彼得杀掉
？Why is it that the enemy was to want to destroy Peter?
我们知道当初的时候一开始是犹太人得救了。
That is because first we see it is the salvation of the Jews.
如果我们读使徒行传的历史，知道要这个福音要能够传到外邦世界，多么不容易的事情。
We realize when we read the book of Acts, it is not easy for the gospel to be preached amongst the Gentiles.
在神的这救赎的计划中，这是件是非常大的事情。
Amongst the salvation of God, this is a very big event.
如果彼得被对付掉了
，If Peter was destroyed.
这个见证不能做出来。
This testimony cannot come forth.
不知道要如何的来延缓神的这样的一个计划。
How much it would delay the plan of God.
但神找到了一批人，教会为他迫切祷告。
But God found individuals, that is the church, pray fervently for Peter.
我们想这些教会的人都应该是祷告勇士。
Now we would see that these individuals ought to be prayer warriors of the church.
才能承担这么伟大的一个祷告。
Only such individuals are able to bear such a heavy responsibility from God.
你去看看这些是什么人。
But yet, when we look at these individuals who prayed, who are they?
这些软弱的人。
They are weak vessels.
最后彼得出来了。
Peter came out.
啊，最后那个里面有个使女，她开门了。
And there's this maid who came to answer the door.
然后跑到里面去跟那些祷告的人讲。
And then ran back in to the individuals who are praying.
彼得在门外了。
But Peter's at the door.
那些人相信不相信？
Did those people believe?
你说你疯了。
I say, are you mad?
那大概是彼得的使者。
Perhaps that is the angel of Peter.
我当时我读着，我想神怎么会把这么伟大的一件事情放在这些人，让他们去祷告呢？
When we read the event, we would perhaps feel, why would such a great prayer God would entrust to such individuals?
我现在慢慢看到神不是找那些非常厉害的人。
But later on, I discovered God is not seeking for any great individual.
我们好像都不太行。
Now, otherwise, we will not fit the bill.
但神用着我们这些不行的人，只要我们向神真的有心。
But God is able to use us who are weak if we have a heart toward Him.
神可以借着我们这些人成就他伟大的计划。
Through us, God is able to accomplish His great work.
让我们觉得啊，即使这个器皿，他愿意做器皿。
Now, for an individual who is willing to be a vessel.
但是做器皿这条路好像也不容易。
It seems as for individuals who are willing to be such vessels, it is not an easy path.
我们都是从不行，一步一步慢慢的开始能够摸着神的心意。
Now, we are all in that mode that we are not able, but yet gradually, step by step, we're able to come and touch the heart of God.
哈拿最一开始的时候，他只是为他的儿子祷告。
I believe for Hannah, perhaps at the first, she was only praying for her son.
但神知道他有心。
But God knows she has a heart.
在慢慢长的祷告中，我想如果神马上让他儿子得到了。
I believe in such a long period of prayer, God has worked upon her. If God answered her prayer for a son right away,
后面神要对她说的话没机会说。
Then God would not have any opportunity to speak to her further words.
所以神借着那些当她等待的时间继续向她说话。
Therefore, in the period of time when she was continuing to pray and wait, God spoke to her.
有一天哈玛里面明白了。
Now one day within her heart, Hannah understood.
神要得到一个器皿。
God is to gain a vessel.
这个器皿是他的儿子。
And this vessel is his son.
他要把这个儿子要献给神。
And the vessel is her son, and she is to give the son to the Lord.
神要借着这个器皿能够带进他恢复的计划。
It is through this vessel, her son, to bring in God's revival work.
哦呦，后来慢慢过了不少的祷告的时间。
Then gradually, later on, through another long period of time in prayer.
啊，神将这个第二章撒母耳记第二章这个的祷告又告诉他了。
God impressed these words of Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 2 upon Hannah.
所以你就看到他是不断从一点点向神有一点点心，慢慢被神塑造成为能够带进这么伟大计划的一个祷告器皿。
Therefore, we're able to see how God worked on Hannah step by step, bit by bit, and gradually worked upon her to mold her into such a vessel that was able to be used by God so greatly to usher in the kingdom.
前个星期六也听到不少弟兄姊妹做些的见证。
Just the previous Saturday, we heard brothers and sisters give their testimony.
让我们看到我们常常在一些难处的当中。
We're able to see in our difficulty and affliction.
但是最后我们看到神是信实的，把我们的难处带过去了。
At last, we're able to see God is faithful. He brings us through.
而且也许神借这些难处来显明我们的短缺。
Perhaps through such affliction, God reveals to us our shortcomings.
但我想我们每个人都或多或少有不少的难处。
I believe each one of us, much or less, we have such affliction.
我想神给我们这些难处最后有一个的目的是要让我们成为这个的器皿。
But at last, through such any afflictions, I believe God has a purpose upon us is to make us into that vessel.
我就想啊，这撒母耳记里面啊，哈拿他对以利说啊。
Here we see that in 1 Samuel, Hannah says to Eli,
啊，他说我愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。
He says that because out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken until now.
换句话说，如果我们的愁苦不多，我们不祈求到如今了。
In other words, if we are not filled with abundance of sorrow and bitterness, we would not be praying until now.
我想神故意在她身边安排了她丈夫的另外一个妻子。
I believe God has purposely arranged for another wife, of Elkanah besides Hannah.
他说是我因被人激动愁苦太多。
It is because I have been provoked and out of my abundance, I am in this way.
神要为了把这个器皿能够造就好，神就故意安排了一个他的对头。
In order to mold her into the vessel that God is after, God has arranged for this adversary by her side.
当我们看到有的时候我们会碰到一些不容易的环境。
At times we encounter difficult circumstances.
感谢主，是为了造就我们这个器皿。
We thank God it is in order to build us up as his vessel.
这个的器皿能够最后带来神对教会的见证的恢复。
At last this vessel is able to be used by God for the revival of his testimony in the church.
甚至我们说为主前些天在 Richmond 一个 conference 那个主题就是我们要成为了器皿预备主的第二次再来。
Recently there is this conference in Richmond and that is, the topic is about to be that vessel that is used by God to prepare for his to prepare the way for his return.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为主现在就是在找一些软弱不太行的人。
God is looking for individuals as such today, weak individuals that doesn't seem to fit the bill.
是一步一步把我们带进去。
But gradually, he will bring us step by step unto what he is after.
我们有的时候啊，真是觉得好像我们不太有这样一个心思来祷告。
At that times, we feel indeed we do not have such a desire, this heart to pray.
我就想起来，王弟兄啊，王国俭弟兄，前一阵有，大概去年有一句话很得着我。
I recall then these words of Brother Wong, this past year, he had said these words that touched me much.
他说啊，我们这薄饼聚会啊，有的时候啊，我们不一定那么的有心情。
He said perhaps that at bread breaking, we do not feel we're in the mood.
他说你有心情也要薄，没有心情也要薄。
Whether you're in the mood or not, you still need to break the bread.
那为什么？因为这是主的命令。
That is because this is the command of the Lord.
那举个例子，神命令要我们要不住的祷告。
In other words, for example, if God commands us that we must pray unceasingly,
是命令我们要随时多方的祷告,
that if God commands us that we must pray in all things,
有的时候我们好像不太有这个负担嘛,
perhaps at times we feel I don't feel like it.
但是要有这样一个顺服,愿意去祷告,
but we must have such a submission to be obedient to pray.
慢慢神会把负担带给我们。
Gradually, God will impress upon you that burden.
其实我在祷告上我很懒惰。
I confess, I'm very lazy in prayer.
我记得当初啊，我有接受一些装备。I
remember first I must be equipped.
当时在接受装备的时候呢，这个院长呢，他托付我一点责任。I
remember then in my experience in school, this principal then entrusted me with some responsibilities.
哎呀，我觉得我这个人不配承担这个责任。But
I felt I was not worthy of such a responsibility.
院长说，你来承担这个责任呢。 但是呢，你可以早祷会，你不来参加。
The principal said to me then, now if you take on this responsibility, then I can release you of coming to the morning prayer time.
因为其他就是如果哪一届有这个承担这个责任的呢，都是住在那个学院附近。
That is because in previous years, whoever was to be responsible for this item was living near the campus.
然后一早开到学校，至少45分钟，我很懒，我最好不去。
If you were to go to the campus, for me, it was 45 minutes away, and I'm very lazy. I thought, oh, I didn't want to go.
院长说你可以不用来, 哎，我就接受了这个责任。
Because the principal said, now, if you take on this responsibility, you don't need to come to morning prayer, so I accept it.
过了一两个月呢，院长跟我说，你这样好不好？你考虑一下，你这个还是两个星期来一次吧。
Then, gradually, after a couple of months, then the principal said to me, okay, now that you have this responsibility and you're not coming in the morning prayer, but how about coming once every 2 weeks?
神是借着他的话来提醒我。
Then I know the Lord is reminding me through his words.
说句实话，我们不太有负担。
At first, we do not have much of a burden.
我就觉得愿意有这么一个顺服去试试看。
But I was willing to have such a submission. I'll try. I give it a try.
当我愿意顺服的时候，奇怪，当我一去。
As long as we're willing to submit, strangely, when I was willing to go,
这个负担来了,
then the burden came.
我想，为什么可以两个星期呢？我应该每个星期那个去一次，去那次早祷会。Then
I thought to myself, how can I only go every 2 weeks? I should go every week.
所以我觉得神啊，今天很恩待我们。
So I feel that God is very gracious to us today.
神今天在找一些器皿，不是说我们怎么样。
When God is looking for individuals today to be his vessels, he is not looking how we ought to be.
我们有时候真是觉得我们够不上成为神的这个器皿。
And we feel that we are not worthy to be His vessels.
但神在软弱中拣选了。
But God has chosen the weak vessels.
而且神为我们预备好一步一步。
And God has prepared step by step for us.
当我们愿意有这样一个心的时候。
When we're willing to have this heart to reply to Him.
神把我们这些一塌糊涂的人，最后要把我们做成能够带出他计划出路的这样一个器皿。
Even for us who are unable, if we answer His call, He will lead us step by step to be vessels used by Him to be channels for His work to be done.
所以我想说啊，其实我当我看到圣经中有一个人，自己觉得惭愧了。
When I see such an individual in the Bible, I feel very ashamed.
圣经中曾经用过一个人，这个人还没有真正重生得救。
The Bible have used this individual who was yet born again to be saved.
刚才我们讲到福音要从耶路撒冷最后要慢慢传到外邦。
We share just ago that the gospel was to be preached from Jerusalem to the ends of the world, to the Gentiles.
有一个外邦人，他叫哥尼流。
But there is this Gentile whose name was Cornelius.
但是那个时候他还没有重生得救。
But even at that time, he was not born again and saved.
但神知道他常常祈祷。
But God realizes he prayed often.
而且神说他的周期就是他的一些的善行以及他的祈祷都达到神的面前蒙纪念。
But God records for us that because of his merits, his good deeds, that his prayer reached God at the throne.
当这样的一个人,
for such an individual,
当他向着神有心,
when he has such a heart toward God,
最后被神这样的用道,
at last was used by God.
我相信福音从耶路撒冷能够最后传到外邦, 在这个当中, 神绝对纪念他的宝贝的一份。
I believe God will remember Cornelius and his part when the gospel was able to be preached from Jerusalem to the Gentiles.
所以每次当想到，哎呀，自己虽然我从可以说出来服事之后，在代祷上要增加比原来增加很多。
I look at myself as I come to serve the Lord in a full-time capacity. I realize I need to intercede much more in prayer.
但是我实在觉得，在为真的为教会祷告，为神的见证的恢复上，真是自己非常的短缺。
But I feel how I've come short in praying for the church, in praying for the maturity of the church.
我想神也愿意我们一同用神的话，我们彼此一同来勉励。
I believe that God desires for us to use His word to encourage each other.
愿神不光找到哈拿，找到大卫，找到但以理，找到哥尼流。
That God would not only find individuals for Himself, such as Hannah and David, and Daniel and Cornelius.
神愿意神在我们这些人中都能够兴起国度祷告的器皿。
But even amongst us, God is able to raise up for Himself vessels of prayer for His kingdom.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们向你献上感恩。
Dear Lord, we offer up our thanksgiving to Thee.
主，我们都是些何等不配的人。
Lord, how unworthy we are.
主，但你却把我们放在如此荣耀的计划中。
Yet, Lord, you have placed us in such a glorious plan of yours.
并且主你已经成就了那一切。
And Lord, you have already accomplished all things.
你不需要我们再做更多。
And you do not need for us to do much.
你单单的愿意在地上能够找到与你同发表同情的人。
You only need to find individuals on earth who are in agreement with you.
所以当我们回看历史的时候。
Lord, when we look back in history,
主你找到了一个又一个的器皿。
Lord, you have found individual vessels one by one.
当主你迟延你回来的时候，
Lord, when you tarry and you are not returning yet,
我们实在感觉到主啊，你让我们这些人是吧，都有能够有份于是吧这一个的服事。
Lord, that you give us opportunity to be partakers of this service.
主愿不光主啊，你当初找到了那么多的器皿。
Lord, not only have you found so many vessels in the past for yourself.
主啊，愿你主啊，在我们这些软弱的人身上，主啊，靠着你的话常常来激励我们。
But Lord, even upon weak individuals as ourselves, may you use your words to incite us.
靠着主你自己在我们的生命中常常来搅动我们。
That through our life and what we experience, that you would come to stir us.
使我们也成为那样的器皿。
So that we may also become those individuals used by you.
虽然我们是那样的不配和软弱，
and even though we are so weak and so unworthy,
却是能被你用到，
yet we can be used by you.
好使你荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
To the praises of your glory.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.